Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Toy of the Week podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus. It is February 7th, 2014, the week before Toy Fair, so most likely we will not be here next week because we will be looking at other new toys, and we're going to be pretty messed up because we don't sleep well on planes. And there's some really early meetings and there's a big time difference. But we're going to talk about something better this week because we're going to go dip back into one of the greatest things from last year that I was a little late in buying, but I'm glad that I did. And we have some of them still at Entertainment Earth. I'm going to talk about Iron Man 3 Marvel Legends, which many of you already have and don't want to hear about because you've already bought them. And what do you care? Maybe you care. I don't know. But I'm going to talk about them because I got them all and put it together. My very own Ironmonger, which is pretty slick. If you have, I haven't done much with Marvel Legends, mostly because there's a lot of them, and like any other rabbit hole you can jump down, it's a long trip. But I was going to do some picking and choosing, because the Spider-Man wave was so nice. I already bought four of those too, and let's talk about these. You can get them, again, Entertainment Earth, so check them out. The first wave, you get Iron Patriot from the comics. That was a retool of the Extremis armor Iron Man mold. He does not have holes in the bottom of his feet, but other than that, pretty cool. No Norman Osborn head, but he includes one of the six Ironmonger pieces. Nicely articulated. Has no real problem standing up, as far as I can tell so far, but sometimes heat will change things like that. Looks cool. Red, white, and or rather red, silver, and blue. 6-ish inches tall. It's fun. I think you'll like it. Next up, we got... Who do we got? Here's a classic comic Iron Man. He has the horned helmet and the non-horned helmet. There's probably a correct term for these, but I don't know what they are. The figure was previously sold in a two-pack with a one of two variant Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. ladies. Probably Maria Hill, depending on which one you got. The proportions are not as good as the movie Iron Man figures, but still quite excellent. Nicely posed. You can swap the head without too much difficulty. The bend and swivel wrist, which I really appreciate. A little extra movement does wonders. And yellowish gold highlights are on top of a metallic red swirly plastic, which is beautiful and disturbing, because metallic swirly plastic is one of those things that maybe it'll hold up really well, maybe it won't. You don't know. I've never had a single problem with anything crumbling myself yet. My Transformers G2 Electro is just fine. But if you... like paranoia, type in this into Google. First word, TF Wiki. Second word, gold. Third word, plastic. Fourth word, syndrome. And then cry. It's still a beautiful figure, and I'm going to enjoy it while I can. And that might be for years and years and years and years and years to come. We also have the Heroic Age Iron Man. That's the one with the little dots all over him. It's a new sculpt. Bulky just the way you want it. Looks just like a guy wearing a suit of armor. Articulation is exactly what you would expect for our Marvel Legends. Foot peg hole, which you need. Well, you don't need it. It's nice to have. I got him standing on one of the... a good buddy of mine, Seth, sent me this cool couple of stands from Marvel Legends figures he wasn't using, and they're standing on there right now. It looks great. Bend and swivel wrists, which it's not on every Marvel Legends figure, but it's on this one. Really nice. I'd recommend it. You know, it's as comic book Iron Man figures go. I don't want to say if you only buy one, buy this one. But honestly, if this is the only comic book Iron Man figure I bought, I'd probably be very happy with it. Next up, this is the second wave. Ultron. Ultron is interesting in the fact that it's the Titanium Man mold with a new head. At first glance, it's not obvious. But if you know more about Ultron than I do, you probably know that this isn't one of the bodies that was really used in the comics. But it looks great. It's got the freaky rabbit ears, the screaming grin, the big fangs. Nice and bulky, silver swirly plastic. Bend and swivel wrists, because it came out based on a mold from the right time. Nice and bulky boots, kind of toothy along the sides. One hand's a fist, the other one is sculpted open. And it moves any way I could basically want it to. I'm pretty happy with it. Not a lot of paint. But that's the future. He's got a little bit of blue on his inner thighs and some red in his mouth and eyes and shoulder pads. He comes with Ironmonger's head. So you want to make sure you get that one. The Ironmonger, I'll get to him in a minute. But anyway, we also have Iron Man Mark 42 from the movie. That looks great. I mean, I know there's $300 and $400 super deluxe versions, but this one has me really happy. Same thing as before, bend and swivel wrists. Everything moves like you'd want it to. He's got the arc reactor on his chest. It's a red metallic plastic figure with gold armor plating. The gold paint looks beautiful. I mean, they really picked the right color to paint and the right color to mold. No problem standing. The ankles rock back and forth nicely. Double jointed knees, double jointed elbows. No ab crunch, just sort of the ab pivot. And it goes okay. It's a little tight around the waist, so I'm a little nervous about that. So I'm going to be really careful with him. But it looks really cool. It's been standing upright on my desk for a few days now. Has not fallen over, which to me, that's one of the hallmarks of a great figure. And rounding out the carded figures is Lieutenant Colonel James Rhodes, or Iron Patriot. Red, silver, and blue. Bend and swivel wrists. Has a gun you can attach to his back or remove. The gun is articulated. I'm having problems getting it to pose just the way I want, but it still looks very nice. He's got some really small... Where is it? It's too dark down here to be recording things. I can't see. I'm in a basement, by the way, if you didn't know. Should say, yeah, there's it says Lieutenant Colonel James Rhodes on the armor over the left side of his chest. And there's little military markings that reminds me a lot of a G.I. Joe vehicle. It's great. Silver faceplate, molded in blue, swirly metallic plastic, red paint all over. Looks great. I mean, if you only get two figures, and you shouldn't, get these last two, the Iron Man Mark 42 and Lieutenant Colonel James Rhodes. I like the Marvel movies a lot. I'm actually wondering where the heck my Mandarin is. I don't know. I want to buy one. Someone sell me one. But anyway, these are great. And my experience with them is I like them enough that I'm going to probably end up buying more. From what I've heard about Guardians of the Galaxy, maybe I'll buy some of those. Rounding out the review is the Build-A-Figure of the Iron Monger, which is pretty big, about 8 inches or so tall. Beefy guy. He's got foot holes, too. I've heard people say it's just an upsized 3¾-inch Iron Man 2 Ironmonger. I disagree. There are some similarities, but the assembly is different, the sculpt's different, there's different rivets and panels. It's much more than just a 2-up, and I assume that the little figure is much more than just a reduced version of this. It's possible they worked from similar reference materials, because a lot of the plating and vents are similar, but they're not identical. Articulation is exactly what I would hope for. Double jointed knees on a big bulky figure like this. It's amazing. Each hip has two places where you can move. The ankles can rotate and bend freely. The wrists just swivel, but considering how bulky everything is, I'm going to say that's cool. You can rotate the elbow. You can bend the elbow. The shoulders can rotate around like you would hope. There's a single ab joint. It's great. It's beautiful. It's mostly just unpainted metallic blue swirly plastic. There's red on the chest and the visor. They don't match exactly. That's the only knock I have on this figure. But the wires, the antenna, they're black. They look beautiful. And I'd be lying if I didn't tell you that the reason I wanted to buy this entire wave was just to get the Iron Monger. It's not that I'm a big, huge Iron Monger fan. It's just that it's such a gorgeous figure and big and robot-y and neat. I had to have it. And, you know, I like the character in the movie just fine. I haven't read that many Iron Man comic books. I know, I'm a horrible person. But it really is a spectacular figure, and I am super pumped to have it. I don't know where I'm going to display him permanently yet, but it's the first any Marvel Legends Build-A-Figure I've managed to complete, and I want to build more. I don't know who I'm going to be most excited about next. I got most of Ultimate Green Goblin here. And, what else? Oh, Ironmonger's mold will be used to make Mandroid. So if you go to a store right now and you buy the Captain America figures, and I should note that that store should be Entertainment Earth. We have Waves 1 and 2 available by the case. If you want pretty much everybody, that's how you want to do it. Black Widow, Winter Soldier, they're in there. But yeah, it's a great, 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 great figure. And I've been missing out on Marvel Legends all these years. I feel bad about myself now. I don't know if I can afford to go back and buy them all, but I really do want to get a nice Venom. I have the Spider-Man Classics Venom from Wave 1. When I bought those when those first came out, those were great figures. And I definitely want to get some more of these guys, so feel free to send recommendations. I'm all ears. And I will see you guys next time, which is not next week, on the Entertainment Earth podcast. Have a great and safe weekend. Stay warm. I will try to do the same when I go to New York, because I am in Arizona, not to brag, but the weather is looking to be in the 70s next week, so I might snap like a twig when I get off the plane. Oh, I'm sorry. It now says 79 next week, so I might die. I don't want to. So wish me luck. See you on the other side. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, everybody.